Today is Friday, the 27th of December, the Feast of St. John, in the fourth week of Advent. The 16 choir and orchestra, directed by Harry Christophers, sing "For unto us a child is born" from Handel's Messiah. As you listen, can you enter into the joy? Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed.
In this week of Christmas, we hear a story from Easter. John, the beloved disciple, sees the promises of Christ fulfilled at the very moment when all seems lost. Where do you find yourself between hope and darkness as you hear this reading? This is a story of discovery, but also of bewilderment. God is not behaving as expected. Is there anything about God's ways in your life that bewilders you? What do you want to say to God about that? Listen to the reading once again. What part of it touches you in a special way? Notice what it is and see where it takes you in prayer.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed.
This is the very beginning of the shining of Easter light. At Christmas, we celebrate the light shining in the darkness that nothing can overcome. Take time now to speak from your heart to Jesus, the light of the world. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.